The next group of news stories all share a health theme. It's good to be able to report that COVID case numbers in Norfolk have fallen, although the level is still quite high. However, the number of COVID patients in hospital continues to rise, and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has reported record numbers of emergency visits. GPs in Norfolk and Waveney are providing more face-to-face appointments than almost anywhere else in the country, and a new eye clinic is opening to meet demand and to reduce waiting times. In spite of the health issues, spending in the city is reported to be robust.
The coronavirus case rates in Norfolk have fallen, though the number of patients in hospital after testing positive has risen. The COVID case rate per 100,000 people in Norfolk for the week ending November the 22nd was 408, down from 452 the week before. It is below the East of England figure of 427.3, but slightly above the England average of 399.7. It also dropped when it came to cases in those aged over 80, from 193.6 to 182. But the number of people in hospital increased slightly. As of November the 4th, there were 93 people who had tested positive for COVID-19, nine of them in critical care. This increased from 88 the week before, including 10 in critical care. There were drops in rates across most of the area's districts, including Broadland, which fell from 511.6 to 489.6, Great Yarmouth from 418.4 to 311.5, King's Lynn and West Norfolk from 505.1 to 459.5, and Norwich from 486 to 376.6, and South Norfolk from 469.7 to 416.6. In Suffolk, the case rate as of the end of last week had dropped from 536.8 to 433.9. But there were increases elsewhere. In Breckland, the rate rose slightly from 391.5 to 392.2, while in North Norfolk it rose from 347.1 to 376.6. The total number of people who tested positive for COVID-19 in the 7 days up to October the 30th is 40,061, compared with 46,701 for the previous 7 days. The average number of daily new cases in the last 7 days is 451.1, compared with 561.7 for the previous seven, a 19.7% decrease. Unlike neighbouring counties of Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, Norfolk has not been named as an enhanced response area. Last week, the Norfolk and Waveney Critical Commissioning Group, CCG, stopped visiting an inpatient wards due to rising COVID levels. For 2 weeks, starting on November the 3rd, no visitors will be permitted on ward areas of hospitals in the area unless they fit into a list of exceptions.
A Norfolk hospital recently endured a record-breaking day in its emergency department amid rising numbers of COVID patients and pressure on beds. At a meeting of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Trust's Board of Directors, Chief Executive Sam Higginson said, "If we go back to May-June time, we were running at ones and twos number of COVID patients, and we're now up in the mid-20s, and at times getting up to 30 and above. In recent days, the Trust has been at local COVID state 3, indicating some prevalence of COVID-19 in inpatient areas, but return to local COVID state 2, indicating a low prevalence. There are also pressures on the hospital's emergency department. Traditionally, we have a slightly quieter time in August. It didn't feel like that at all, and that level of demand just continued into September and October, said Mr. Higginson. In the middle of October, Mr. Higginson said, the hospital's record for emergency department attendance in a single day was broken. We're really seeing the pressure, and that demand is not just patients with potential COVID complications, it's very much an impact of what's happened from the pandemic over the last 18 months. So we're seeing much frailer patients. We're seeing patients who perhaps previously might have come to us earlier with other conditions, and all of that is exacerbating the pressure we're seeing at the front door. He added this was contributing to delays in ambulance handover times. Medical Director Professor Erica Denton said the hospital had recently passed the point of more than 700 COVID-related deaths since the pandemic began. Professor Denton later said, I'm a regular Radio Norfolk attender, early in the morning, telling the whole of Norfolk that vaccination is not protecting you in a bubble from the rest of the world. I think it's really unfortunate that we still have some very mixed messages in the press and politically that are not medically sound. I thought it was very telling to see some of our political leaders not wearing masks in very close proximity to others who would be deemed as being frail and vulnerable. She said there was a tension between medical guidance and political advice.
Norfolk and Waveney GPs are providing more face-to-face appointments than almost anywhere else in the country, the country's primary care director said. At a meeting of the Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group's Primary Care Commissioning Committee yesterday, Primary Care Director Mark Burgess said it was pleasing to note that comparatively in September, Norfolk and Waveney had the second highest level of face-to-face appointments across the whole of the country. Of the 42 NHS England integrated care systems, we were second, just under 70%, I think. So that is pleasing to note. However, we absolutely recognise that there are real challenges for patients out there in certain circumstances, so we must not and will not rest on our laurels. We will continue to work with practices to see what we can do to try and make things better for patients. There had been concern nationally that the GPs were not giving enough face-to-face appointments and instead offering virtual slots.
A new health clinic will be opening in Norwich next week with the aim of reducing waiting times for NHS and private patients in the area. New Medica Norwich will be launching an eye health clinic and surgical centre from a purpose-built facility in the Broadland Business Park on Monday, November the 15th. The independent health provider will employ 30 staff initially, with plans being lined up to take on more people in the future as the services expand. There will be 5 consultants on hand at the site. The clinic will be working with the NHS and opticians locally to offer patients treatment for their eye conditions. Operations Director Karen Hansid said, "We're really excited to be able to offer a new eye service in Norwich. All of the 5 consultants live locally. They're very friendly and approachable, providing advice, high-quality clinical care and 24-hour aftercare following surgery." The operations director said the service will be welcoming back existing patients who have been treated for glaucoma during the past 5 years, in addition to new patients. The clinic is located at Lakeside, 200 Old Chapel Way, Broadland Business Park South, Norwich, NR7OWG.
Empty shop space in the city has more than doubled since the pandemic, but it doesn't appear to be putting shoppers off. A report by Norwich City Council shows vacant floor space has increased from 5.5% in 2019 to 14.5%. In terms of units, this has increased from 10.1% to 14.1%. However, this is still below the national average of 15.8%. Councillor Mike Stonard, portfolio holder for Inclusive and Sustainable Growth at Norwich City Council, said, "We understand this has been a really difficult time for businesses in the city, especially those that rely on footfall. But despite a reduction in retail floor space and an increase in vacant units, Norwich has demonstrated that it is still a robust city and a thriving retail centre. Footfall has increased since the lifting of restrictions, and the City Council will increase its monitoring of the retail sector and continue to provide help and support to businesses, as it has done throughout the pandemic, moving to consider policy response if needed." The data revealed that the number of folk heading into the city remains high, with month-on-month data showing that footfall increase is 52.4% ahead of the average of 24%. For the east of England as a whole, this figure also stands lower at 28.8%. It comes after the city saw a huge boost back in April when footfall rose 440% this week. Restrictions were lifted. At the time, 50,000 people flocked to the city, up from under 10,000 the week before. And the City Council's Retail Monitor report also shows it's not just the city centre which is thriving. Local and district centres, such as the shops in Sproulston and Silver Road or the Larkman, have also remained vibrant and on average have a lower vacancy rate than the city centre, with several neighbourhood centres having no vacant units at all. This suggests that they are offering a good range of services and that during the pandemic more people shopped locally.